we've had a number of instances across the state, certainly a higher number of them in central and south central South Dakota, where since the interstate is closed on I-90 from Rapid City over to Mitchell, and then I-29 from Watertown up to North Dakota, you know, that occasionally gives people the false sense that, hey, if I can't go on the interstate, then I can just go on a back road and get to where I need to go. Well, you know, we always try to remind people that if the interstate's closed, then certainly the secondary roads are going to be in worse conditions. And even though, you know, it might look like in a short area, you think it might be okay, well, it might be for a few miles, but then you continue down the road and get yourself into a pretty bad situation.